Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belanger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coggins for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent misplays the ball. That's an error on Dent. Blair moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Horta. Blair moves to third. Davis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belanger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Bellinger reaches second base with a double. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Blair bunts towards third. Melton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Melton. Bellinger scores. Coggins moves to third. It's 5-0, Orioles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coggins scores. Blair moves to second. It's 6-0, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Grich reaches second base with a double. Blair scores. Davis moves to third. It's 7-0, Orioles. Skip Pitlock now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson strikes out. 2 outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Downing moves to second. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Downing moves to third. 2 outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bellinger strikes out. 1 out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Coggins hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 1 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sharp moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendricks hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bellinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 2 in the game. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orta for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Allen reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell juggles the ball. That's an error on Powell. Allen scores. It's 7-1, Orioles. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Orioles. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sharp strikes out. Hendricks drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sharp out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Coggins is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Davis reaches second base with a double. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Grich reaches third base with a triple. May throws the ball into Downing, who tags Grich trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Davis scores. It's 8-2, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Grant Jackson now pitching. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Downing strikes out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo pinch hits for Pat Kelly. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox too. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 3 in the game. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horta moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Melton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendricks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Hendricks reaches second base with a double. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Belunger hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Coggins hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Bill Sharp. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Downing strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles 8, and Chicago White Sox 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.